Welcome everybody, Shia number 890, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we spoke about the last couple of Shia in reference to covering a man, covering the head, the yarmulke, making a bracha, various different halachas. Just a couple of quick notes. I'm not really getting, I just want to make it clear, we're not really getting into all these different halachas right now, which we do have to cover. For example, if there's a smell, how does it work? Where could I make a bracha? How far away from the smell? If there's soya, excrement, and mereglayim, urine, these type of things, how does that work in reference to making a bracha? Bathroom, open, closed. We're not going to get into that right now. There's a lot of other things to cover right now. But hopefully Bezrat Hashem will get into it. But just I wanted to bring up a few interesting facts. Because we did talk about waking up in the middle of the night and so on a while back, and some people were asking. So just a couple of more quick things to keep in mind. We said that a man, good, fine, so a man has to put out a yarmulke and cover the head. Now the question is, what about by a woman, a married woman? A single girl obviously doesn't have to cover the hair. Cover their hair when, we're talking about when you're making b'shas maisa, making a bracha. What about the married woman? A married woman, let's say they wake up in the middle of the night, there's nobody around, whatever the case is, and they had to use the bathroom, or make a shiyatzar, or made a shahakal, or whatever the case might be, the hair might be uncovered. Now, obviously, we realize a married woman has to have their hair covered, all the time, or whatever. We're not getting into all those halachas, how that works exactly. But as far as the bracha end of it, if they're by themselves, or whatever the case might be, or amongst other women, and the case comes up, they have to make a bracha, and the hair might not be covered. Is it an isser like by a man? A man has to wear a yarmulke or a hat or whatever the case might be. So lemaisa would not be a, I spoke it over with a rav and so on, but lemaisa would not be a halacha lemaisa. One would be a woman, a married, we're talking about a married woman, obviously, whereby the hair has to be covered, but when it comes to a bracha, nobody's around, or whatever the case might be, if they made it and the head was not covered, it would be allowed to be made. For example, even, let's say somebody, a man, for example, right? We spoke about a man or a woman, for that matter, has to make sure they're wearing underwear. You can't have just a robe and so on. We spoke about those halachas. For example, if they're at a beach, let's say, or by a swimming pool, right? A man is by all men's swimming pool, and he's in the bathing suit. And whatever, he's wearing a bathing suit and he wants to make take a drink or whatever. He needs water, he's thirsty, or some other drink, soda. So he would be allowed to make a bracha. You'll say, what do you mean? He's not dressed. So it's a nice thing, it's a kavodik thing to get dressed. We spoke about that. It's definitely a good thing to do, but halacha lemaisa, a man or a woman for that matter, would be allowed to make a bracha when in a bathing suit or these type of things. So it's not, there's halacha lemaisa when it's allowed, not allowed, and then there is obviously a bakavadika thing, which is always a good thing to do. One should try and be dressed when making any type of bracha, but if you can't and you're in such a situation by a swimming pool or whatever, a person does not have to go and get fully dressed or whatever the case might be, as long as they are wearing, obviously, like we said, a bathing suit or a man yarmulke, or a hat, or whatever the case might be in those instances. Okay, so I just wanted to bring that out, so it's important to keep in mind when it comes to, like we said, a married woman, halacha lemaisa, if they do have to make a bracha, and their head would not be covered at that point, halacha lemaisa would still be okay. Just another interesting time that this could come up, which we're going to talk about. I'd like to go through those halachas, actually, when it comes to thunder and lightning. Right, a lot of times it happens, especially in the middle of the night. There's thundering, there's a storm in the summertime, and the person hears loud thunder, a person sees lightning, and they want to make a bracha. And they're not dressed, right? So not dressed. So again, the same thing, just to keep in mind, as long as they, like we said, as long as they're wearing the underwear, and a man is wearing a yarmulke, they could make the bracha. And a woman, the same thing, wearing, right, like we said, but by her hair would not have to be covered in those cases. And that is a case in time that could come up whereby one could lose a bracha. In other words, if I'm going to take a drink or whatever, okay, so I'm good, I have time, I'll put on a robe, I'll put on something, whatever. So you'll say, I want to do it more by kavodik. But case in time, sometimes when it comes up thunder or lightning, and sometimes once or twice, it might not be, if it's going to be a standard thing, maybe possibly you could say you have more time. But sometimes you want to hop in and make the bracha, So when it comes to thunder and lightning, we're going to learn the person has to make it, if they make the bracha on the thunder, for example, or the lightning, it has to be tach kedei dibra. In other words, within those, the amount of time it takes a person to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, which is whatever, we spoke about in the past about that amount of time, whatever it is, 2 seconds, whatever, Shalom, the amount of time it takes a person to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, tach kedei dibra, that is the amount of time they have after they hear the lightning, or after they hear the thunder, or hear the lightning. So that's another interesting case that could come up, whereby one might not be, you know, important to keep in mind all these halachas, especially at night, right? So if somebody does something else where they do have more time, like we said, taking a drink or whatever, they have time to prepare. But that's something, thunder and lightning is something that comes up, even to the point, which again we want to talk about, if somebody comes out of the bathroom and before they made Asher Yatzar, they washed their hands, before they made Asher Yatzar, they happen to have heard thunder, and it's not, they don't, you know, if it's constantly thundering, it's a storm, okay, so then you make your Asher Yatzar and you could go ahead. And then you make the Shkaicha Ug V'Rasim Aliyalim on the thunder, or the lightning, Aysem Aspirations, whatever it might be. But if it's, you know, they just happen to have seen the thunder, heard the thunder, or seen the lightning, from the rain, and it might not be available anymore, so then the halacha is taka even before the Asher Yatzar. You say you make the bracha on thunder and lightning. Okay, it's a side note, and we want to, Bezrus Hashem, I hope to talk about those halachas of thunder and lightning in the very near future. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and Baruch Hakol Tuv.